Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Here's our toll-free telephone number. If you want to be a part of the program, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us. Well, the issue surrounding our border is not getting any better. It's not going to get any better because Joe Biden's policies are designed to facilitate and aid and abet in the human trafficking and the law breaking that has created, you know, a situation where we have over 10 million Joe Biden unvetted illegal immigrants in the country. You know, and if you think that that's not bad, last week we saw the video of Texas troopers, you know, literally being, you know, run over by a mob of illegal immigrants. And they get to the other side and they're just cheering. Two illegal immigrants arrested, by the way, by Texas DPS for smuggling after leading authorities on a dangerous high-speed chase. You know, we got another guy caught on video cutting part of the border fence in Texas. But don't worry, Mexico is really going to step up and help like they did in the Trump years with the Stay in Mexico policy. As a matter of fact, Mexico's president now is put out a list of demands for your president, Joe Biden. He's now demanding that Joe commit $20 billion of your dollars to poor countries in Latin America, the Caribbean, lifting the Venezuelan sanctions that are in place, enabling ending the Cuba embargo and legalizing law-abiding, that's their term, but really illegal immigrants from Mexico that live in the U.S. Now, do you think that any of this would happen if Donald J. Trump were elected president? I don't think so. I mean, it's gotten so bad, the Border Patrol chief, he's talking about all of these unvetted and known people that are on our watch list, terrorist watch list. It's insane. And by the way, not one Senate Democrat voted against taxpayer dollars being used to charter illegal immigrants directly from their country to our country. Why go through the arduous difficulty of going to the border and making Joe look bad when we'll just charter a plane from whatever country you want to come from? We still won't vet you, and we'll fly you to whatever location you want in the U.S. Does any of this make sense to anybody? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. And it keeps getting worse day in and day out, and nothing is happening. And we're going to be lectured now by the president of Mexico. You know, you got a case, you know, one after another, an illegal immigrant charged in the shooting death of a Grand Rapids woman. I mean, how does this happen in our country? Well, she has a name. Her name is Ruby Garcia. Listen to this news report.
New tonight, an arrest made in the case of a woman found dead on a Grand Rapids highway. We now know her name. Today, family identified her to Fox 17 as 25-year-old Ruby Garcia, and Michigan State Police sharing in a social media post. Investigators just announced that they took a person of interest into custody this afternoon. Fox 17's Marisa Oberle joins us in studio with more on this young woman's impact. Marisa?
Matt, she liked to travel and worked at a greenhouse, according to her loved ones. They say Ruby did not deserve such a brutal death. Her sister shared these photos with us, which capture that spirit. She described Ruby as a great daughter, sibling, aunt, and friend who loved to spend time with family in her free time. According to them, the 25-year-old grew up in Grand Rapids. Michigan State Police say around 11:40 Friday night, they found her body on U.S. 131 South near Leonard Street with multiple gunshot wounds. However, other details about the incident, like what led up to it or possible suspects, remain unknown. We did try to ask the agency those questions and others this afternoon, but they only said it remained an active investigation.
Unbelievable. Anyway, joining us now, Tudor Dixon, former gubernatorial candidate. She now hosts her own podcast on the iHeartRadio Network. And Mark Morgan back with us, former acting CBP commissioner and also co-founder of Border 911. Anyway, Tudor, I listen to this and I'm like, how many more of these reports are we going to hear? And here's the worst part. When it happens, and it will happen, it's not if, it's when. When Joe Biden's illegal immigrants, unvetted, and the terror cells that have emerged in this country, when America is hit, all this blood is on his hands, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. And I hear him talk about losing a child and how he understands the pain of losing a child. And yet, you made a great point. This will happen again. And when you listen to that report that they had from Ruby Garcia's sister, she talks about, this is not just Ruby's life lost. This is hundreds of people that lost Ruby. It affects so many people. And Joe Biden claims to be the guy that knows that better than anybody, because he's lost his wife. He's lost his daughter. He's lost his son. And yet he allows this to go on, knowing exactly what you just said. It will happen again.
It's going to be 9/11 or worse, Mark Morgan. It's going to be October 7th or worse. And the idea that all of these people are not being vetted, and you have the head of Border Patrol saying this is a disaster. Christopher Wray, FBI director, couldn't be any more clear. The threats have never been this bad, ever, that he can recall. That sounds pretty dangerous to me. That sounds dire.
It is. Look, the issue I keep saying, Sean, you and I have talked about it, it's not if or when a national security threat comes to our border. The issue that should shock us all is it's already here. As you said, Director Wray, just a couple of weeks ago, you know, he says that the terrorist threat was the highest it's been prior to October 7th, but after October 7th, it's reached new levels. He says he sees blinking red lights every single day. DHS's own intelligence report says, quote, that criminal organization and terrorist organizations will exploit the increased flow of illegal aliens into this country. We know that the past 38 months, Border Patrol has apprehended 345 illegal aliens on the FBI's terror screening database. That's more than's been caught in the past 20 years combined. We also know that in the past 38 months, as you talked about, Border Patrol has apprehended tens of thousands of what we call special interest aliens that would come from countries that we know sponsor, harbor, and facilitate terrorism. Sean, you mentioned a few, Syria, Iran, Lebanon, the list goes on and on. And to top it off, we're approaching 2 million known gotaways in the past 38 months. That's why the chief of this weekend on 60 Minutes says that what's happening on our border is a national security crisis.
Well, I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, how many people have to be murdered? How many people have to be raped? Can you explain, Tudor Dixon, why the federal government fails to keep any statistics at all on violent crimes committed by illegal immigrants? Why don't they don't want us to know the truth?
Right, of course, because if there's no record of it, then he can go out and say America's safer than it's ever been, which is what he has been saying. He's saying there's no crime crisis, there's no problem, because guess what? The numbers show that, because if you hide the numbers, which we've had local people, local mayors hiding numbers in the state of Michigan as well, when you hide the numbers, then we don't actually know how bad the crime is. But we see things like this. Now it's to the point where you can't ignore it. And then you have governors like Gretchen Whitmer, as you mentioned, who is giving out $500 a month for people to take illegal aliens into their home. Think about this. You have no control. This is a someone's personal house. You could either have bad people in Michigan taking people in and using them to do whatever they want, or vice versa. Innocent people could take someone in because they desperately need $500 a month, and they could get harmed by this person. There is no oversight, no control. It's absolutely insane, and yet no one is standing up and saying, how can a governor of a state like Michigan take taxpayer money and entice illegal aliens into her state?
It really is unreal. I mean, Mark Morgan, we've talked about this many, many times on radio and TV, and I feel I'm 100% right. I rarely say that. I mean, you can always leave out the possibility that I'm wrong. I'll add that, and I've been saying it often, I pray that I'm wrong. I hope that I'm wrong, but I know I'm not wrong. I'd have to suspend all intelligent thinking and common sense I have to believe that we're not going to get hit, and we're not going to get hit hard, and that in this country right now are Joe Biden, unvetted, illegal immigrants plotting and planning and scheming their next 9/11 or worse on this country. Am I wrong? I'd like to hear that I'm wrong. It would make me feel good.
No. Look, and it doesn't bring me pleasure to agree with you, Sean, but I'm with you 100%. And recall, because you and I talked about this, remember, it was just a few weeks ago that I was one of 10 signatures from former FBI executives that laid out in the letter to the president and to many members of Congress what you're talking about right now. And I've said for a very long time, again, it's not hyperbolic to say that we could have a terror sleeper cell that's already in the United States planning the next terrorist attack, as you just laid out. But look, Sean, and look what we're talking about. And we even talk about drugs, right? Drugs pouring in. They're killing 1,000 Americans every single day. And the last 12 months killed more Americans than all the terrorist attacks, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam wars combined. And we're talking about the criminal illegal aliens and the havoc that they across this country. Look, we said in 2022, when Kayla Hamilton died, we said she wasn't the first and wasn't the last, and she wasn't. Then Elizabeth Medina came in 2023, killed by an illegal alien. We said then she wasn't the first and she wouldn't be the last. Lincoln Riley, she gets killed by an illegal alien. Again, we said the same thing, and now we have Ruba Garcia. How many more Lincoln Rileys, how many more Ruby Garcias, Kayla Hamilton, Elizabeth Medinas do we need before we say enough is enough, Sean?
I don't know. I mean, that's why, you know, I keep pointing out to people, anybody that'll listen, that we have a really important election in just 223 days. And I think this is probably the biggest inflection point in history. There is an interesting phenomenon going on in Michigan, and that is Joe Biden is not doing well there. Tudor Dixon, what's the dynamic on the ground? I do understand that there's been, I know you have a heavy pro-Palestinian population there, if you break things down demographically, and 18.9% of Democratic primary voters didn't vote for Joe in the state of Michigan, and he's losing in every poll that I've seen against Donald Trump in a head-to-head matchup. What's happening in Michigan?
Well, part of it is definitely the conflict in the Middle East, but a lot of it is the fact that we have the highest gas prices in the Midwest. We have a governor who has just implemented Joe Biden's climate policy that is crushing jobs in the automotive industry. And those folks know. They see the writing on the wall. As soon as we flip over to all electric, these plants are shutting down and they're leaving Michigan. And even if some of them stay open, it's much fewer jobs that it's going to take to build cars in the future. They see the climate policies that are crushing the state. They see that people are poorer and poorer and poorer in the state of Michigan. And Gretchen Whitmer is in such dire straits to get population to come in. And let me tell you, when there's not enough population, they start to tax us more because they don't want to lower that budget at all. So she sees that. She's trying to take our taxpayer dollars to bring illegals into our state rather than figure out how to bring actual business. She's paying the Chinese to bring their companies in. Michigan is a mess. And the people are going, man, Democrats haven't done a good thing for us in a long time. Maybe it's time to look at the other aisle or just not vote. That's the interesting thing. They might just not come out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot's going to happen in 223 days. It seems like the news cycle is as fast as I've ever lived through in my life. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue. We'll get to your calls coming up toll-free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a...
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, we continue now. The border situation is so dire. Anyway, we continue with Tudor Dixon and Mark Morgan back with us. Do you see any way, Mark Morgan, that we can somehow find all the nearly 10 million plus, whatever the number is, Biden unvetted illegals and find them and send them home and deport them? Is that going to be a possible task or impossible?
Yeah, my quick response is absolutely yes. And here's my tongue-in-cheek response as well, as I say, how do we do it one at a time? Now, look, why that's important is because that is the attitude we have to have. We have to tell ourselves we can do this. And, Sean, I think we can. Now, look, it's going to take a whole-of-government approach. It's going to take multiple agencies. And most importantly, it's actually going to take political strength, courage, and will from both sides, including the Republicans, which, Sean, I have not seen in the past few weeks from the Republican side at Capitol Hill.
Unbelievable. We really appreciate both of you being on the program. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So you have this Singapore-flagged cargo ship that hits the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Harbor, causing it to collapse. A number of people have died. We had a report from Griff Jenkins earlier in the program. And it's just sad. I mean, the whole thing. Now, here's the worst part. Your President Joe Biden has a propensity to just make Schiff, Adam Schiff, up. He just makes it up all the time. Listen very closely to what the president says here about this incident.
At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware either by train or by car.
By train or by car. Linda, correct me if I'm wrong, because I double-checked, and I triple-checked, and I quadruple-checked. There's no train on that bridge, is there?
There are no tracks for a train to travel on that bridge.
Has there ever been one, and maybe they took it down 100 years ago when Joe was younger?
Well, you know, Joe did say that he was one of the original founders and builders of the bridge. He also invested in the bridge. The bridge is actually named after someone. In fact, he might be related to Francis Scott Key by the end of this tragedy. Who knows? He's such a creep. And
what
unreal.
What is this propensity this man has to insert himself
in
into
everything?
Everything. And he lies. And, you know, I'm so sorry you lost. I lost my son the same way. No, you didn't. Stop lying to people.
He's got the Me Too thing.
He said that to Gold Star families.
Yeah, he's got the Me Too thing to the highest level. And it's like, this just happened. We don't even know where people are. People are still missing. You know, and I'm curious, Ethan and I were talking about this today. I'll be curious to see how fast money gets to Baltimore and Maryland, how fast the Biden administration gets down there. Because I know they didn't give anything to East Palestine, and they sure as hell didn't get out there to East Palestine. So I'll be real quick to see how fast they get down there.
It won't matter because we know it's useless anyway. Our very own Ethan, you know a lot about this bridge. How's that?
Well, I mean, I grew up going boating and whatnot. And a lot of the stuff that people don't realize is there are programs that can tell you exactly where a ship is going to drift with the wind and the tide conditions. So a lot of people have wondered what happened with this. And there were some simulations that people put out immediately that showed if it did lose its engines and steering and whatnot, it probably would have hit exactly where it hit. But, I mean, people don't realize that this is something that people have been worried about for years. They've actually put a lot of money into protecting these piers where the bridges sit on. And the one thing that I don't know if it was rated for such a large ship. You're talking about, I think they said, 100,000-ton container ship. And it's just a tragedy. And it's also unfortunate that Biden has to lie and try to make himself part of the story when people lost their lives.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's sad. Our prayers with those. My understanding is there's still a search and rescue mission underway. But obviously, with every passing minute, hope diminishes greatly. We have other news we haven't hit today. Look, I'm not that into rap music in any way, shape, manner, or form. And anyway, so we have this issue of Sean Diddy Combs. And Sean Diddy Combs was stopped for questioning at a private airport. Now, his two homes were raided by the Department of Homeland Security, apparently all relating to possible human trafficking charges. Apparently, his kids were also involved or arrested, according to several reports. I'm not sure what happened there, but this ain't looking good for him. Now, apparently, 50 Cent has been taunting Diddy on Instagram, and he's not wrong in his observation. They don't come like that unless they got a case. And he's right. Who knows what happened? And shouldn't shock anybody. Prince Harry is named in this $30 million lawsuit against, you know, Diddy Combs. And anyway, producer suing the rapper over sex trafficking parties, blah, 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 says the star's access to the Duke of Sussex and other celebrities boosted his legitimacy. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on there. None at all whatsoever. Linda, it made me think of you. There's a woman that posted a viral TikTok video, and I know we don't support TikTok, but anyway, it sparked a lot of debate online about gender roles and feminism and equality. And anyway, Estee Williams, 26, began posting videos in March of 22, amassed millions of views with her followers on TikTok. She publishes many clips on YouTube discussing the benefits of being a what she calls a trad wife, I assume traditional housewife, and a newly coined term for that. And it's a subculture of housewives that believe in clear gender roles, the importance of homemaking, and, you know, having a patriarch or patriarchal marriage, according to many women who self-identify as trad wives. Women who honor femininity, care for their husbands, children, and family, value the state of their home more than they do a salary, yet are not subservient. In one video, it amassed 1.2 million views. Anyway, and she offers tips on how to become a traditional wife. And, you know, she's very outspoken about it. A lot of people on the left hate her. I thought the left was all about freedom of choice. What happened to the freedom to be a traditional wife in the sense that she defines it? That's her choice. It's her life. It's her family. It's her husband. It's her kids. Why does anybody care what other people do? She's not bothering anybody. I thought we were supposed to believe in freedom. I don't really care what adults do in their privacy of their own house. You don't either.
I actually do. I care a lot. I mean, if it involves children or small puppies or cats or any kind of furry animal, I'm not about it.
So, I said adults
doing anything to any of those, you know, groups of individuals and animals. I'm not about it. But otherwise, I don't really care. And as far as I'm concerned, we got all these other people out there doing all this other weird crap. If she wants to be a quote unquote trad wife, which I have to be honest with you, I never heard of that before, you know, then yeah, more power to her. Knock yourself out. You know, if you don't like what she's doing, you don't have to follow her Instagram. You don't have to watch her. You don't have to listen. But this whole idea that everybody, we're so different, we're the same thing, like, it's ridiculous. Like, you're trying so hard to be different that all of you who are being different are actually all the same. And you're all just hating on anybody who does do something different. It's just such a load, you know? I'm over it.
Do you promise to love, honor, cherish, be faithful to, forsake all others in sickness and in health, in good times, bad times, blah, 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 till death do you part? You want to start a fight at a food table one day with your left wing family? Say, oh, no, love, honor, and obey. Remember that was part of, I guess, the older
traditional... Let me tell you something. I believe in that. I think that you should obey your partner, but not in the way that they make it. They make it like an ugly thing, like somebody's bossing you around. Like, it's obeying the vow that you took to that person. It's just being honest and caring and truthful to your partner. It's not like, I can't go out today because my husband said no. It's not... The word obey is being misconstrued. It's obeying the vow.
But historically, correct me if I'm wrong, the word obey only appeared...
Only appear in the woman's vow. That's correct.
All right, just checking.
You are correct.
Christine is in the free state of Florida. Christine, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing good, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I am a code officer here in the lovely state of Florida, and I think that one of the things that when we are listening to you, we get frustrated because we're all wanting to be able to figure out a way, well, how can we make this work? How can we help? What can we do? You know, how can we be boots on the ground? Well, this is what I've noticed. We are being invaded, obviously. And where are they all going? They're coming into our neighborhoods. They're coming into our vacant homes. We need to start paying attention to our next door neighbors. We need to get back to the days where we would pay attention like Miss Kravitz did back in the old days and start realizing that they're going to start infiltrating our neighborhoods. And they're going to squat in these homes, which is what we deal with. We deal with vacant properties. And once you have squatters in there, you can't get them out. And they're not dumb. They're very resourceful when it comes to figuring out where they can go and plant themselves.
My understanding is now that this has become an issue and it's in the forefront of people's minds, Governor DeSantis wants to move decisively and quickly to protect homeowners' rights from such a situation. I know Georgia is doing the same thing and other states. I think every state has to. I mean, you know, I could tell you in New York, I know a case about a 4.5-year court ordeal to get rid of a squatter. 4.5 years.
Yes. Yes. That's not very much in the light of things. I'm telling you right now. We have squatters that have taken over properties, and then when they can't get their way, they burn it down, and they still aren't liable.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, do these squatters leave the house and then just go back in? Can't you change the locks while they're gone?
You sure can, but they get back in. They just break right back in. I'm telling you, they're extremely diligent, and they can actually hook up the electric boxes, whereas the TECO companies or the electric companies don't even know that they're getting electricity back into the home. What I'm trying to say is we need to start paying attention to the houses that are up for sale, and they're going to windle their way in there. Next thing you know, you got a neighbor that you didn't know you were going to have, and we can't get them out. If they have a lease, they can be there.
Well, if they have a lease but they're not paying, then at some point, I mean, somebody's got to pay the mortgage, and if the owner of the house needs that money to pay the mortgage, I mean, why should they be on the hook for somebody stealing from them? That's just... legalize stealing for the period of time that the government lets them get away with it.
It's going to continue as long as we allow it to continue. And I am glad to hear that DeSantis is going to take this to a higher level, because we need to pay attention to these folks that these people that are invading our neighborhood. If the people that live next door to a vacant house would mow that lawn, it would make a huge difference. If we would start paying attention to when our neighbors move out, and we realize that we're going to have to take care of that lawn, because as soon as you see a lawn overgrown, you know that that most likely is a vacant home. And that's when they get in. And when they get in, you can't get them out. Yes.
Wow. Anyway, thank you. We appreciate the call, Christine. Every state better get on this quick. All right, quick break. Right back. We'll continue. I'm just loving. Maybe we should call Lawrence O'Donnell Looney Lawrence. What do you think? What do you like, Linda?
I like Looney Larry. It's got to be Looney Larry all day long.
Looney Larry? Yeah, okay. If I can remember it. Anyway, here's the MSDNC inmates that running the asylum getting Ronna McDaniel fired. Listen.
There's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination.
We weren't asked about our opinion on the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected for several reasons, including but not limited to Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme and her pressuring of election officials to not certify election results.
But we've also said election deniers is not just they can do that on our airwaves, but that they can do that as one of us. as badge-carrying employees of NBC News, as paid contributors to our sacred airwaves.
Our democracy is in danger because of the lies that people like Ron and McDaniel have pushed on this country.
And look, and this is not about not having Republicans on.
No.
We welcome Republican voice. I wish more Republicans. I want Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney to get right here and come talk to me. The reality is, this isn't a difference of opinion. She literally backed an illegal scheme to steal an election in the state of Michigan.
We were told this weekend in clear terms, Ron and McDaniel will not be on our air. Ron and McDaniel will not be on MSNBC. And I say that and give you that level of detail because there has been an effort since by other parts of the company to muddy that up in the press and make it seem like that's not what happened at MSNBC. I can assure you that is what happened at MSNBC.
Well, apparently there's no management at NBC News. No, it is being led by the conspiracy theorist, Rachel Maddow. Oh, and then people, because somebody wrote Donald Trump and mentioned this is Holy Week and Jesus and the president shared. He's claiming that he's Jesus. No, he wasn't. But Joy Reid, she thinks so.
This Bible verse is a Psalm of King David. What they did to trick evangelicals into worshiping Donald Trump like Baal in the Bible is to say he's King David. But you know what?
Right.
Jesus didn't do the wrongs that he was persecuted for and executed for. Trump did.
Right. That's the difference.
Only at MSDNC. Hey, our friends at Pure Talk, you know what? A veteran-owned company, they share your values. And here's one of the things that I love about them. Right now, in these tough economic times of Joe Biden, you can save money, not sacrifice any service. And that's by making the switch and joining the stampede of hundreds of thousands of others. Get the same cell tower, same 5G network, same service. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year, some saving more. And right now, if you make the switch, you're going to get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fee. You get a Samsung that is built to last, rugged screen, quick-charging battery, top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk and text, 15 gigs of data, and you get mobile hotspot. Now, all you have to do is dial #250. They make the switch simple, fast, and easy. Claim your free brand new 5G smartphone sent by Samsung. Dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you save a fortune for the same exact coverage. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk, and you get your free Samsung 5G smartphone. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. A busy Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. You don't want to miss it. Load it up. Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Tim Scott tonight. We have a former NTSB investigator will join us. Stephen Miller, Tudor Dixon on the border disaster. The mob and the media going wild. Joe Concha, Charlie Hurt. Set your DVR. Hannity, 9 Eastern. Best election coverage. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. And many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.